This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The head of the Fort Madison School Board says he expected more from the students involved in a senior prank at the high school. Board President Tim Wondrous said in a prepared statement that the current senior class at Fort Madison High School has done so many great things, so he said he's truly disappointed that the default setting for this group was to break the law. A group of about 20 seniors entered the high school Sunday night without permission. They were identified through video surveillance. The Fort Madison Police Department says the students covered the building in toilet paper and smeared Vaseline on doors, walls, and toilets. They also lit some toilet paper on fire outside the school, dumped Red Bull on the basketball court, and set off a smoke bomb. The district has not publicly announced the punishments, but several students told the school board this week the group was kicked out of school for the rest of the year and banned from graduation on June 2nd. They asked the board to reverse the ban, offering to set up for graduation and clean up afterwards. Wondra said he's worried about setting a bad precedent. He said students were warned about the penalties for doing a senior prank. The parents of one student have indicated publicly that they plan to appeal the penalties against their daughter. The district says any appeals would be heard by Superintendent Aaron Slater. The district says the school board would handle any further appeals at its next scheduled meeting in mid-June, which is several weeks after graduation. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.